at 11 a.m. 1474. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and also to ask whether the conflict that we see in the Middle East is a sign that we are in the end times. And to do this, we are actually looking at the Bible, God's Word. In particular, we are looking at Matthew 24. And in Matthew 24, we see that Jesus actually talks about what many people believe to be the end times. But in that text itself, Jesus actually says, "This generation shall not pass away until all of these things come to pass." And the people that believe that that has yet to come to pass, well, maybe they think those people are still alive today, but obviously they're not. That generation did come to pass, and we need to really look for fulfillment of this passage, Matthew 24, in that generation, the generation that Jesus was speaking to. Beginning of verse 1 in Matthew 24, we read, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came and showed him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, 'Do you see these things? As surely I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down.'" And one of the things that you'll see later in the passage is that some of the things that Jesus is talking about require a temple to be present. And those that believe that this passage has not been fulfilled believe that a temple needs to be rebuilt. But why would it need to be rebuilt? Because not one stone was left upon another. That passage was fulfilled within that generation when the Romans came into Jerusalem in AD 70 and destroyed the temple. And we've talked about many of this. We're just going to quickly go over some of the things and remind you about some of the things that we've gone over in the past few weeks. So in verse 3, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" So you see here, they're asking him about potentially about three different events, when these things will happen, what will be the sign of his coming, and of the end of the age. And we all also have preconceived ideas about what these terms mean. When we talk about his coming, a lot of times we think about his coming at the end of the world, when he comes and calls his elect to be with him, and those who are alive in Christ rise up to be with God. Those who are dead rise up first, and then those who are alive, will be caught up into heaven. The Bible talks about that's coming, but we assume that that's what it means when we see here about his coming. But when we look through the Bible, one of the things I want to really encourage you is, first of all, read the Bible. And as you read the Bible, interpret and apply other passages based on what the Bible says in other places of the Bible. So when we see about the coming of the Lord in prophecy in the Old Testament, really, you're not seeing a physical present or a physical presence of God. What you're seeing is God coming in judgment against the nation of Israel, or against the nation of Egypt, or whatever nation. We're going to read about some of those judgments today. Also, the end of the age. A lot of times we think of this, and we think of the end times and the end of the age as the end of the world. But it specifically says here the end of the age, and really what was happening is you had an end of the old covenant way of doing things. You see, as we talked about in previous weeks, when Christ was crucified, the veil that separated the inner temple from the Holy of Holies was ripped from top to bottom, signifying that there's no need for that type of sacrifice anymore, because Jesus is our Passover lamb. He's become our scapegoat. His blood was shed for your sins and mine so that we can repent of our sins and turn to God and trust in Him and be saved. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America, helped them through that difficult first year, and they gave thanks for the harvest. Likewise, we give thanks to God for His rich blessings. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
And technical questions. We'll be going over some of the latest cyber threats today as well, and talking about the continued computer outage at some parts of the county that was a result, very likely looks like a cyber breach. So we'll be going over all of that today, as well as one of the things we're going to be doing is not just beginning, but also continuing our annual question on how to buy a new computer, and today we'll be going over a little bit about how to check your current computer to make sure that it's whether it's fast enough, whether you need to actually, or could be fast enough, whether you need to actually replace your current computer. Also, if you do decide to replace your current computer, we will show you today how to make sure that you buy a new computer that's not slower than the computer you currently have. And that's pretty important that you make sure, you know, if you're going out there, you're going to buy a new computer, do you want to spend money? I don't care if it's a good deal. You know, if you're buying a computer that's a great deal, but it's slower than the one you already have, that's not a good deal, in my opinion. So we'll be going over that here today as well. So this is, you know, we do this every year. We do talk about this, talk about how you can actually make sure that your computer, the one that you're buying, the one that you're using, is faster than the one you currently have. Now, first an update on the computer outage at the St. Lucie County networks. And, you know, a lot of the networks are back up. The tax collector's office, which it appears that that's where the breach happened, they actually are still not up. I believe they did just get their tradition office up this past week, and they're not looking to get the other offices up, I don't believe, until after Thanksgiving. So, you know, just think about this. I mean, we're really talking about, you know, a good part of a month the phones still aren't working. And you know, so you have, I mean, just imagine if you're out there and you have a business. Imagine if your business was shut down for a month. You couldn't actually do anything. You couldn't actually transact business. Imagine what would happen. How would that affect your business if your business was down for let's say a month? You couldn't process any transactions. Of course, they have been processing some transactions through other offices, other tax collector offices in other counties, but their own network has been down. And for the government, this isn't going to be a huge problem because you're still going to pay your taxes. You're still going to have to pay your property tax. You're still going to have to pay your tag tax. If you have a fishing license, you're still going to have to pay it. Whatever taxes you would have been paying, you're still going to need to pay them. Of course, you know, they may have some staffing issues. They may be have some staff that's working overtime or something like that. But for the most part, their revenue stream is going to continue. But if you had a business, you were down this long, it would massively impact you. That's one of the reasons that businesses are using or implementing purchasing cybersecurity policies. And cybersecurity policies are becoming more difficult to obtain. And the reason they're becoming more difficult to obtain is because cybersecurity insurance, the companies, the insurance companies are paying out more and more dollars of your premium. If you're someone that's out there paying for this, they're paying out more and more of their premiums for threats. In fact, in 2019, they paid out 95% of the premiums went to claims, and so they're actually requiring companies to take certain steps to try to mitigate and try to reduce the amount of threats that are out there, the amount of, not the amount of threats, but the amount of successful entries into the computer system. And this is one way that, or one place, one area that a Faster PC can help. We are, every week, I'm spending hours training on cybersecurity, the cybersecurity insurance requirements, various requirements to various government regulations, there's a whole bunch of different regulations. Of course, you're familiar probably with HIPAA, which is related to medical. There's the new FTC guidelines that really cover not only financial companies but cover a lot of different types of companies. Anyone that touches really personal information such as Social Security, any company that or even nonprofit that touches that type of information, really many of those are going to come under the FTC guidelines. Even real estate appraisers come under the FTC guidelines. So I'm spending hours each week learning how to protect you and how to protect your networks. And really, even if you're not in business or don't have a nonprofit that's doing any of this type of work, this still protects you as well, because your data is the data that is out there at the doctor's office, at the dentist's office, at the real estate office, at your attorney's office, at your accountant's office. By the way, the FTC guidelines do cover accountants also. Anyone that files tax returns for people, the FTC guidelines are out there. So this is something that we have a number of different solutions, from employee training to, and by the way, we offer cybersecurity packages for businesses, for medical offices, for dental offices, for accountant offices, county offices, and legal offices, for nonprofits, for ministries, churches, home office, and as well as residential. We have some packages for residential as well, and we've done that really because we want to help protect you. We want to help keep you and your computers safe, and show you and train you, and also have software that's in place that actually locks down your system so that even if you are tricked into clicking on a link, hopefully in the majority of cases, the software we're running will actually block malicious code from running, and the additional configuration utilities that we take. But we also do have a cybersecurity awareness training. 91% of the threats, 91% of the breaches, I should say, actually start by someone letting the bad guys in. And this is something that we can actually come in and train you and teach you how to not let the bad guys in, how to keep them out, how to, what links to click on, what links not to click on. And you know what? We have customers that, they just don't know. And so what they do, they call us or text us or email us and ask us to check out a link. And we actually do through remote support. We can actually log in to the computer. When a message is up on the screen, you may have seen one of these messages on your computer. Your computer is infected. Do not turn off your computer. Call this number. Whatever you do, don't call that number. Those are the people that created the message on your system. You don't want to trust someone. They're scammers. They're trying to trick you out of your money. But at a Faster PC, we actually help customers, and we show them, hey, this is not something to click on. We can actually shut down those pages, run scans to make sure your computer is clean. Our number is 772-878-5978.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section
of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you with your technical and computer-related questions. And of course, we're also going to be going over, and I'll actually get my full screen lined up, ready to go, because we're going to be showing you, first of all, how to check the speed of your current computer. We talked a little bit about that last week, but we want to go over that, just finish that up a little bit this week, and actually also begin going over how to buy a new computer. Because I know some of you, before our next show, you are going to be buying a new computer. And you might be buying it for you or for your spouse or for your kids. But one of the things that's important is to buy one that's actually better than the one you already have, that's faster than the one you already have, that is going to meet the task, and so on and so forth. And believe it or not, it is possible to buy a computer that is slower than the one you already have. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen for those watching on Facebook or YouTube. You'll be able to see this, and I'll again verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio. And but just know that you can actually head over there to our Facebook or YouTube page to see this at any time. But before we do that, we have a caller, and Peter is on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support, Peter. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Pastor. My question is, I am ordering a home security plan, which I'm wondering if I purchased the best one out there. I've got LibSafe in Office Depot, but friends have recommended Geek Squad. Do you have any opinion on which is better? Or is there another one that's even better?
Yeah, well, one of the ones that's real simple to set up, and it actually does have video monitoring as well, that I've heard advertised quite a bit. I know some people that use it, is SimpliSafe. And one of the benefits with SimpliSafe is that if there's an alarm, There actually is monitoring, and you have a camera, and the people that are monitoring can actually look at the camera and verify whether it's a real alarm or whether it's a false alarm. So the idea is that when they contact the police know that there is a verified break-in, because, you know, burglar alarms go off, and most of the time it's not actually a burglar that set them off. It could be a cat that set it off, or it could be the wind or something else. So with SimpliSafe, it's pretty simple to set up also. A lot of our customers have set them up themselves, and of course we can help set it up if you need any help with that.
I may have not expressed my question as accurately as I should have. I'm referring to my home PC to have a system where if I'm hacked, I can either call them and then they go into my computer and clean it up.
Sure, sure. Okay. So
it's really not home physical.
Okay. Okay. So a security for your home computer. I'm sorry, I misunderstood that. So for your home computer, one of the things, certainly Best Buy does offer the Geek Squad, and the big box computer stores do have support. I'm a little bit partial because we provide this support also, and we do provide good quality, really, in my opinion, superior quality support. We can do that on a pay-as-you-go, where you just pay for the time, or we can do that where we actually have a managed services, and on our managed services, you're paying a set amount each month, and our base package includes remote support, in-shop labor, and also patch management. And what happens with patch management is we actually are twice a day searching for Windows updates. And by the way, those listening, if you have did not install Windows updates this week, Microsoft did release them. If you have a Windows-based computer, you need to make sure that you have your Windows updates installed and reboot your computer to make sure that they get installed. So those are critical, especially, some of them are security related. Those are important to install, especially the zero-day threats, which happen actually when they come out. That means that the threat is already being exploited. It's vitally important to get that update installed as quickly as possible. So twice a day, we're searching for Windows updates. They happen around noon and also midnight. Our schedule actually happens. The one at midnight actually searches for the updates and will reboot your computer if it's on. We typically don't reboot it automatically during the middle of the day, but you certainly could manually yourself. We also, six times a day, so on average, about every 4 hours, we're actually searching for updates to programs like Chrome and Firefox and Zoom, and making sure that these programs are updated because they have zero-day threats as well. So it's important as soon as those threats come out that you get those, that you get the patches installed on your system. And 24 times a day, about every hour, we're searching for updates to the Windows security system, Microsoft Defender. You know, sometimes they call it Defender, sometimes they call it Windows Security. But that actual software is actually superior to the other software that's on the market for antivirus, anti-malware. Now, for those that want even better... Yes.
Can I squeak in one quick question?
Yes, yes.
That you presented. I really liked your Windows 8 and Microsoft 8, and I was compelled to take 10, and I really dislike it, and they're offering 11 versions. Should I upgrade to the 11? Is it an improvement?
Well, you know, 11 is different, and, you know, there's a lot of people that hated 8 because 8 was so different, and, you know, that people don't like change, they don't like something different, and I understand it. It's difficult for us. We have to learn new ways of navigating, new ways of doing things, but, you know, Windows 11 is the latest. I'm running it on my system. You know, we have gone over how to navigate on it. We can go over that again. If you have any questions on how to navigate with 11, it is different. But Microsoft Windows 10, Microsoft is still supporting it. But I believe you're going to have maybe another year and a half or so that is going to be supported, maybe a little bit less than that Windows 10 is going to be supported. So you know, you are, at some point, those that are listening, if you're running something and you have Windows and you're running something other than Windows 11, you're going to want to go up to Windows 11 to be able to get the latest security updates. And so it is a little bit different in navigation, though. And that's something that definitely, you know, takes some getting used to, but we can help you with learning how to navigate. We even have some clients that like the way that Windows 7 navigates, and we have software that can make Windows 10 or Windows 11 navigate like Windows 7, so we can help you out with that.
Oh, wow. I want to come into your store. Is there a name on the front of the building? Is it your Faster PC?
Well, we do have a sign out by the road at Faster PC. We're just north of Rio Mar, which is one line north of Prairie Vista. We're on the east side of US-1, and we're right next to a new Dollar General building. You know, I guess it's not new anymore, but, you know, it's about 3 years old. And if you miss, really, when you get, you want to be in the right lane, because you're going to want to turn right, not right at the light, at the Rio Mar light, but just north of the light, about 120, 150 feet north of the light, is our driveway. If you miss that first driveway, you can pull into Dollar General's second driveway. Our parking lot is shared. We're in the middle bay, and we're here today until 2, and we'll be here Monday 9 to 5.
Thank you. And I thought it would be a good idea if you, instead of calling it Faster, call it Faster PC.
Okay, yes. Some people have thought...
I think
some
of my friends thought I was
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. So, on that same line of thought, as you know, we do have, and I mentioned earlier in the show, we do have additional protection for residential customers that need or want an additional layer of cybersecurity. And we actually have a cybersecurity package for residential customers that really is superior to anything that you're going to find on the market. You know, you're not going to be able to go out and buy an antivirus product and get anything that's anywhere close to this, because we are using software that really is designed to protect enterprise computers, and including zero trust software that actually just says, hey, we're not going to trust anything that's coming in. You know, it's going to have to be approved. And, of course, we look at it, we see whether this is legitimate software or not, and we determine whether it needs to run or not. And if it does need to run, then we go ahead and allow it. And if it doesn't need to run, then we deny that request. And we've had, you know, it has saved our customers more than once. And, you know, we actually developed this plan when we had a customer that got infected, or he let scammers into his computer, and we cleaned out his computer, we made sure the scammers weren't there, and he signed up for our managed services plan, we started installing Windows updates. He got another message, and he let him in again a week later, and rather than calling us, he could have called us, and we could have saved him from it, but he let him in a week later. So we said, you know, we have some extra things we can do here. And we did actually make some changes to the system. We created an admin username that we use and that we have the ability to log in and make changes to his system. We changed his username so that his username doesn't have admin rights. So the idea there is that he actually doesn't have the permission to install a program. So if he actually accidentally clicks on a link that launches malicious code, well, that malicious code hopefully won't have the rights to actually run or install. In addition, we have running on his system now, we have Malwarebytes EDR, which is their highest level of protection without a managed plan. And this is endpoint detect and respond. This is enterprise level software that utilizes not just good technology and definitions, but also utilizes artificial intelligence to actually help determine what is happening on the system. In addition to that, we actually do have a software on there that is zero trust. So the zero trust, again, I referred to it a little bit ago, it looks at what you use and it allows what you use. You know, like if you use Chrome and Firefox or Edge, it can use that, but other than that, it actually locks down the system. And you know, again, new software, we get to approve it, we get to look at it, we get to see it. So if you are using a computer and you accidentally click on a link that tries to launch malicious code, well, we'll review that. We'll see, should that code be running? Oh, this is software that's going to allow scammers into your computer, or it's going to potentially compromise your passwords or capture your keystrokes, or it's going to encrypt your data. Well, in that case, we wouldn't allow that software to run. So if you're interested in any learning more about that package and what we can provide, our phone number is 772-878-5978.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to Facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at FasterPC.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer and technical problems. One thing that we do, and we'll be going over here in this segment, is we'll be going over how to make sure if you buy a computer. I know some of you will be doing that this week. If you buy a new computer, how to make sure that new computer is actually faster than the one you already have. This is very important. I don't care what kind of a great deal you get. If it's worse than what you already have, the computer that you're buying is worse than what you already have, it's not a good deal. So we're going to switch over to a full screen. So what you're going to want to do first is you're going to want to launch the Task Manager. So from your own computer, launch the Task Manager. You can do Control-Delete and then click on Task Manager, or you can hold down the Control and the Shift key and then press Escape. That will launch the Task Manager, and what will happen when the Task Manager launches, you will actually be able to see the performance of your computer. So you'll be able to see how much your CPU is being used, how much your RAM is being used, how much your hard drive is being used. One thing that you want to take a look at, first of all, and it's good to do this right away, by the way, right after your computer turns on. So turn your computer on, get into Windows, and right after that, load the Task Manager. If you see your processor up in the 100% or pretty close to that, your processor is not really keeping up with everything that your computer is asking it to do. If your RAM is up near 100%, it's also not keeping up. You're not doing anything. All that's happening is the programs that load at startup are loading. Your disk, if that's up near 100%, then you're really having an issue where you really need to look at what's going on. Now, one thing I can see is that on this first screen, the disk utilization is not always accurate. What you'll need to do is go to the Performance tab, which in Windows 11 is the second option down. In Windows 10, there are tabs across the top, and it's the second option, the one from the left. So we're going to click on Performance. Here we can see the CPU. We can also see the RAM. The RAM is temporary memory, and we can see the hard drive. In my case, it's an SSD drive. This is my this one here is my primary drive, the C drive, and actually the D drive or the E drive also, which is where my OneDrive is. So what we're looking at here, if you turn on your computer and your C drive is up at 100% and it just stays there, well, and maybe your CPU is low, or definitely not above 50%, and your RAM is not above 50%, but your hard drive is up there near 100%, even if your RAM is high, if your hard drive is up over 100% and it's not an SSD drive, well, upgrading to an SSD drive can greatly improve the performance of your computer. So you may not need a new computer. You may just need an SSD drive. Now, we can do that. It's very affordable. It doesn't cost very much. And we do that for computers, laptops, desktops, all kinds of different computers. We can help you with that. Now, one thing also in addition to the drive, certain Dell laptops, the power adapter, When the computer stops detecting that it's a Dell power adapter, even though it may be a Dell power adapter, maybe working just fine, Dell will actually slow your processor down. So if you go up here to the processor, let's say you have a processor that is capable of running at 3 GHz, but it's running at, let's say, megahertz instead of just a few megahertz, maybe a few hundred megahertz instead of gigahertz. Well, Dell is probably lowering your processing speed. And one of the things that they'll actually notify you and say, hey, we're going to do this. We can't determine what this processor is, so we can't determine what this power adapter is, so we're going to reduce the speed of your computer. What happens, a lot of people don't really read the messages that come up on their screen, And a lot of people don't know what that means. And so a lot of people just say, wow, this computer's too slow. I'm going to need to go out and get a new one. And of course, since you like Dell, you might go out and get another Dell. And they're the ones that did it to you. Getting a new power adapter can resolve that. By the way, that whole, I kind of call it a scam that Dell does. That actually does actually reduce the performance of your battery as well, and can cause your battery to drop down to where it's not where it wears out quicker or goes bad, because one of the things they'll do is they'll stop charging your battery. But what you want to do, first of all, to make sure that you get a new computer that's not slower than the one you already have, you want to look at the CPU, and the CPU on the Task Manager will actually show you the brand, the model of CPU that you have. So you see, I have an AMD Ryzen 7 5825U. The U is the version that's for a laptop. So you know, you can actually go in and you can lower, you want to go in and check, if you're going out and buying a new laptop, you'd want to make sure that the laptop that you had is faster than the one that you previously had. Now, one of the places you can do that, you can actually go out and you can go to cpu.userbenchmark.com, and what you want to do is you want to actually click on compare. So when this page comes up, you want to click on compare. It's on the right side toward the top, and this will give you a way that you can actually type in your processor, and you can type in the new processor as well. So what I'll do, because last year I did buy a new computer, I'll actually type in the processor that I had in my previous computer, which was, let me see, it was, see if I can find it here. Yeah, it was an i7-5500U. So I'll type that in, and then I'm going to type in the version that I have now, although it's not actually coming up. So let me just type in here, AMD Ryzen 7. And it looks like they do have the 7th generation processors out now. So I'll just choose another processor here just for example. For whatever reason, they don't have my processor. But, and it is important to get the exact processor. So I'll show you in a minute, if your processor doesn't come up or the processor that you're looking at doesn't come up, I'll show you how to check that. So really what you're going to want to do on the one side, it doesn't matter which side your processor's on, you want to input your current processor. On the other side, you want to input the processor of any computer that you're actually looking at. And when I was looking, I looked at the 5800, which is a super powerful processor. So they had the 5800U, and that's a very fast processor. But it's a power hungry processor. But I looked at that, and I'm not sure if it was U or H, but anyway, you want to compare and make sure that the processor that you're buying is faster, the processor in the computer that you're considering buying is faster than the one that you already have. So, like I said, sometimes your processor, like my processor, doesn't show up here. So what we can do, we can go and do a search. By the way, most browsers, you can do a search in the address bar. It'll search with your default search engine. You can also go to google.com and search. So what we'll do here is we'll actually go out to Google, and we will go in and we'll say CPU benchmark, and we'll put an Intel i7 So this was a 5500U processor versus AMD Ryzen 7 5825U. And what will happen is we'll find pages that will actually show the difference between these. And I think the one I went to was, so CPU user benchmark comes up, but it actually doesn't have my processor. But there are other processors here, or other ones that will have the same comparison. And what I'm seeing, let me just make sure that I double check what my processor. Okay, mine's a 5825U. So maybe if I type the correct information here, 5875. Doesn't look like it's coming up here. 5875U. So, but in my search, it'll help. Okay, 5875U. That's what I am searching for. So here's 5875U versus Intel Core 5500U. So I can actually load that page, and this will actually show me, hopefully, a comparison between the two. And so we see here, that we're going to see some various information about the processors. One of the things, if you're using a laptop, one of the things that's important is to look at the power, how much power the new processor is going to use. If these processors both use 15 watts of power. Now, why is that important? Well, the one processor I was looking at last year and considering purchasing used 45 watts of power. Well, that's three times the power, and what that means is that the battery will last less time. But you can actually look through this, and typically it will actually show you and I don't think I've ever been to this particular page, but you see a graph here, and you see the performance. So you see that the processor in the new computer that I bought last year is considerably faster than the processor in the computer that I had previously. And, so that's what you want to see. Now, if you see this flipped, if you see that the processor in the computer you're about to buy is slower than the one you already have, that's a good message or good indication that you should not purchase that processor, that's not a good one to purchase. So hopefully this can help you out, and definitely if you need any help with that, we can help you and provide you additional help.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We'll be open today until 2. Monday through Wednesday, we'll be open 9 to 5. We'll be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving and reopen Saturday at 9 a.m. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is "The Real Reason There Is Conflict in the Middle East. Is This a Sign We Are in the End Times?" Part 5.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solve computer problems. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America, helped them through that difficult first year, and they gave thanks for the harvest. Likewise,